Country Jams.
Lost an icon on Friday. Sidney Poitier made his transition at the age of 94. He's an ancestor now. Contributed so much to not just acting, but to the world in general. We'll talk more about his legacy a little bit later on. Crazy weekend of football. My sheet was in tatters. Why would Detroit and Jacksonville decide to step up week 18?
Well, I picked Detroit.
What?
Yeah, I picked the Lions because I knew they were a little feisty and Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play the whole game because Packers already secured their first round bye. So it was a lot of little crazy stuff like that was going on. COVID list, of course. Jaguars just came out and just smacked the Colts in the mouth. I wasn't expecting that one. Colts were fighting for a playoff spot, and that ended up affecting things later on, which got a little wild, Shay.
Then the 49ers and Rams game.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I watched that one in its entirety. Of course, I picked the Rams on my sheet, to my chagrin.
My big brother John was going crazy yesterday. His Niners got into the playoffs.
But he always say that it's rigged, so I don't understand.
If y'all know my brother John, just ignore him on Facebook, fam. Just ignore him. Don't pay attention to what he say about that. But he sure was happy, though, yesterday.
Pittsburgh was able to do it in overtime, so we'll be facing them Sunday night.
Yes, we will. It was almost got real crazy last night, Shay, because if the Raiders and Chargers had tied, which they were on their way to doing, the Raiders actually wanted to tie the game because if both that tie, they had gone to the playoffs and Pittsburgh wouldn't have gone. The Chargers called a timeout. Raiders took it personal, went down and scored a field goal with 2 seconds to go on the clock in overtime. It was beautiful, but we got them Steelers coming back to Arrowhead. I'm sure we're going to get into that a little later on, Shay.
I really was sad, though, because I didn't win any money. I played faithfully every week. I was close a couple times. I was like one off, or it came down to the points, and I didn't win.
I saw your sheet a couple times last year. I was impressed. You looked pretty good. But this year, it was like rolling dice in the NFL trying to pick these games, Shay. I'm pretty sure that you held up well.
Yeah, you know, it's like you don't know who's going to play from week to week. And then, you know, people sat their starters down. I really thought that Cincinnati was going to be able to do it. But, you know, they sat all their starters down.
Yeah.
But they almost did it, though.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, the Browns, you know, that was another thing, too. They had their starters out as well, so... I'm sure you did well anyway, Shay.
You get money. Okay?
I guess not.
I was the first loser.
All right, well, you underperformed then, Shay.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're clear. 22 in Lee's Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
Comedian and actor Bob Saget passed away on yesterday, Brian. He was found inside of a hotel in Orlando, Florida. He was 65 years old.
I'm 65. I really love doing stand-up now more than I ever have. I don't talk politics. I don't talk religion. I just want to make people laugh, you know? And I don't want dissension in the room. My job is to, I just want to make people have a good time and have a good night out.
Yeah, that was Bob Saget recently. RIP.
He was best known for his role as Danny Tanner in Full House and many years on America's Funniest Home Videos as well. Mm-hmm. It just makes me wonder, like, what was going on? Because when people get found in a hotel, it always makes my mind go to a certain place. So a Doja Cat fan made a bomb threat outside one of her recent shows in Indianapolis after they had been waiting in line so long. What would make somebody do that?
Well, you know, we live in a society where we want everything instantaneously. We want everything done at the drop of a hat. And I think this is just somebody being really impatient and stupid, too.
But they got arrested. You can't do that. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't threaten people.
Well, I'm assuming that this is a very, very, very young person, probably under their 20s, since they're going to a Doja Cat show. So I don't think that they're quite aware of everything that can happen when you do things like this, unfortunately.
So Chance the Rapper recently was performing on that show that stole our segment, That's My Jam.
Right.
Because we need some royalties.
Yeah, we need to gather the lawyers for that one, Shay.
Trying to tell you. So he did a remake, if you will, of Nelly's Hot in Here, and a lot of people was feeling it.
That's the best thing he's ever made. Better than any rap song he got.
You are such a hater. When
I am
comes
a realist. You have no Chance the Rapper
such
in
hater.
Your phone right now, and none of your playlists.
You don't know what's in this phone.
Oh, I do. It's a lot of Nas
and
Mary
never
J.
You ain't never been in this phone. You don't know what's in this phone.
Ain't no Chance the Rapper.
You don't know what's in this phone.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will tell you is, maybe we could adopt that and make That's My Jam like countrified for a whole week.
Lord, no.
And people have to make the lyrics country. I think that would be fun.
You want to do that?
I think that would be fun. Make a country week.
Country and Western.
That's right. You know how many songs we could adapt and make country style?
Almost all of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that would be super fun.
Okay,
I'm
set it up.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
So I'm mad because my boyfriend wants to listen to his music every morning, but I want to listen to you guys.
Break up.
What?
I don't think I can do all that.
Yeah, you can. If he doesn't want to listen to the morning.
Every morning.
Listen.
We fight about it every morning.
Listen, okay. Sis, if he doesn't want to listen to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, what is he good for?
Oh, that's a good one.
I assume that this is an in-car situation. Am I correct?
Yes, this is definitely an in-car situation.
So who car is it?
Mine.
Please tell that scrub to go to the side on the passenger side.
Dang, right?
And turn the Morning Grind on.
Dang.
It is on Hot 103 Jam. I promise. Every day.
Okay. Well, you hold the party line. Don't you let it slip.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Breaking up relationships since 2015.
What? You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Get it ready when you still sleep with alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside.
For us, so I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You're listening to The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, KC. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny, not as cold. Right now, you are clear 22 on 18 Divine.
$1,000 in cold cash up for grabs. Could you use a couple extra stacks?
Use all the coinage I can get, Shay.
Keep your radio right here for your chance to get qualified for that money.
Hey.
Got invited to a birthday party one time for Bellamy. She turned 9 years old on Saturday. I didn't go because I hadn't been feeling well. On Thursday, I woke up with the spots on my eyes, and that usually means that a migraine is on the way. So I hurried up and took my medicine to try to head it off, which I did, but I could still feel where the pressure was on my head throughout the weekend. So in an abundance of caution, I was like, I shouldn't probably go around because, you know, that's some of the symptoms of Omarion is a headache.
Right, right. Are you better this morning?
I'm fine. Got tested. Nothing was wrong. Right. But I just didn't want to, you know, have Omarion touch the baby birthday party.
Can't do that. Can't have that on your conscience either.
For real, though. So, more than 700,000 people have reported COVID cases daily in the United States, Brian. So, this thing is moving.
Moving fast, moving quickly, man. And people just not taking it serious with the lack of wearing masks, with the lack of washing hands and all that stuff. It's like people are just ignoring it and moving about life as it is normal, and it's not.
I was in Target and Lee's Summit last week. Well, look, I was in the minority in more than one way.
Yeah, yeah.
Mugs was not wearing. They mask at all. They was walking through raw dog and air and enjoying their lives.
Raw dog and air. But no, seriously, though, I've been seeing more of that, Shay, and that's why the hospitalizations are up. That's why the hospital beds are minimal right now. And that's the thing that you got to think about. If you do get sick, who is there to take care of you? Because everybody's tied up right now, unfortunately.
That's one of my issues. You know, I live in Kansas City alone, so I'm like, I can't afford to get sick. Because nobody's going to come take care of me. First of all, I live in the building. I have to go downstairs and let people in. You can't just walk in there. So it's like, if I'm sickly, what am I going to do? I'll just perish.
No, you ain't. I'll send you some Meals on Wheels. You over there on 12th Street or something? Where you at?
Don't worry about where.
You got to go get the dough.
Don't worry about where I am, young man.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
103 Jams.
$1,000 in cold cash up for grabs for you and you as you get ready for work and school this morning. Stick with us. We'll get some folks qualified during the show today. He's a third member of the Morning Grind, talking about our duly elected 55th mayor, Quentin Lucas. He's still holding on? Is he there?
He ain't hit us up yet.
Okay, he's probably getting the bottle ready for the baby. You know how he does. He's a very involved father.
Yeah.
He must remember that he's got a date with the Morning Grind on Monday mornings.
Among other things that he has to do, huh?
So listen, what did you get into over the weekend other than watching Chiefs football?
We had a tasting for the wedding. So we went and tasted the food. And yeah, pleasantly surprised. Or not surprised, pleasantly pleased, I should say. So shout out to the wifey for hooking that up. Got some nice selections for y'all when y'all come through the wedding too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. It's brunch style though. Okay. So we had a good time with that yesterday. Shout out to my bro Chris for coming in.
Chicken and waffles, shrimp and grits. That's brunch food.
So obviously you've talked to Naomi, I guess.
No, I have not. I've been to mad brunches in my life.
Because fantastic.
And that's brunch food.
That's exactly what we had yesterday.
That's brunch food, Brian. it wasn't rocket science, friend.
Yeah, but
you
don't go to brunches, so you
don't know.
But it's a million things you can have at brunch. Like you could have said
that's a staple.
Eggs and bacon or something like that.
That's not the backbone.
Well,
the backbone is shrimp and grits.
Uh huh.
And chicken and waffles.
And that and those two are definitely on there. You got a lot of experience, and so does Mayor Quentin Lucas, who just called in. What's up? Good morning, fam.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well.
Doing very well. Glad to have you with us this morning. We've got a bunch of things we want to talk to you about today, starting off with the mask mandate for school children. Of course, we're hoping to get the okay with the full accreditation for Kansas City Public School District on tomorrow from the state. And with that, we're trying to protect the young people with mask wearing.
That's absolutely right. I mean, much of what we're trying to do now is keep our schools open for in-person learning. Too many of us remember in the spring of 2020 when school buildings were shuttered, a lot of the issues that arose then. And for us right now, I think the biggest issue is, can we keep our teachers safe, our school children? This is a small way to do it. It's a small and simple mitigation strategy. Mind you, I've dealt with crazy people all weekend who were trying to call it tyranny and everything under the sun. Now, this is about keeping your kids' school open, making sure that we can focus on education right now.
When we come back, Mayor, we're going to talk to you about this Facebook Live that caused a whole lot of news over the weekend.
Now, it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Today, look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny, not as cold. Right now, you are clearing 23 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
It's, of course, Capricorn season. All of my Capricorns, step up.
All of them curious Capricorns. I ain't gonna call you crazy. Not
Let's
yet.
Wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Former heavyweight champ George Foreman is 73 today. Hey. Rapper and former member of Criss Cross Chris Smith is 43 today.
Hey.
And singer-songwriter, I don't know how to pronounce this, Earl Tyree from Arrested Development is 48 years old today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 10th, one day away from Shay Day.
So we had some iconic folks pass over the weekend, Brian. One being Sidney Poitier, who died at the age of 94. Of course, he's done so much for the entertainment business, but even more for the community and for the world. So many of his films broke ground and dealt with subjects during the civil rights era that had never been dealt with before on screen.
The bird's here, Chief. He thinks that Harvey's innocent.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but I say different. Well, you're pretty sure of yourself, ain't you, Virgil?
Virgil, that's a funny name for a boy that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yes.
R.I.P.
In that same movie, I was reading more about him over the weekend, and he said he had to sleep with a pistol under his pillow during the filming of In the Heat of the Night.
Wow.
Because it was just so much racial tension and people upset, especially the part where he slapped the white man. That was like the first time you ever seen a black person slap a white person back on screen.
You were blowing the minds of all Gen Z right now. It used to be like that, y'all.
So, another death, James M. Toomey from the group M. Toomey, Juicy Fruit.
But you're the only love that gives me good and
Juicy Fruit. He passed away over the weekend as well. Very well known for pinning hits for Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, and many, many more in the entertainment business.
And he I didn't know this until I listened to Questlove's podcast, but he was the music producer for New York Undercover. So everything you heard on there from M2 May.
Bob Saget died yesterday, child, at the age of 65 in a hotel in Orlando. Just shocking, you know, just so many people passed away this weekend. It just made me feel so sad.
Yeah, me too. It make you cherish life just a little bit more.
For real, though. So let's end this with something good. There was some hip-hop births that happened over the weekend. One of your favorites, Chris Brown, he reportedly welcomed his third child, a daughter. I guess that's all he makes is girls, huh?
Nah, he got a boy. He got a son.
He does?
Uh-huh. The one he had,
the
what,
second
two,
child.
3 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So this baby is named Symphony Brown. And the mother is somebody named Diamond Brown. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
I guess she just has Brown as the last name by mistake. Cause are they married?
It's a very popular name. Nah, they not married. No.
Okay, so the baby was born on my mother's birthday, weighing 6 pounds 9 ounces. That's January 7th.
You're not my dad.
Also, Cash Doll welcomed a baby boy into the world. She named the child Cashton Prophet Richardson.
Prophet? Mm-hmm. All right, I ain't mad at it.
No wrong with that.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. What you gonna name your child? It ain't out of the question for you.
It's not, but
you know
I mean,
because I got my names picked out.
I know.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. There was a big speculation that you would run for U.S. Senate before the end of your mayoral term. There was a Facebook Live that you conducted on your page last week where you talked about your intention to run for a second term as Casey's mayor.
You know, I love Kansas City. I'm so honored to be in this position. And so really, as I thought about what was best for me, the people of Kansas City, my family, and so many others, I thought there's a lot more that I can do with an impact here. I mean, if you think about even over the last year, building up a closer relationship with the White House, being there for the bill signing, leading national mayors organizations as it relates to infrastructure development, investment in the core of our city. I mean, those are the sorts of things that I have a wonderful impact on. And I also like to think, despite what some may say, you know, you can see me if you follow me on social media or see me in person, jumping through fountains in the Northland with little kids, visiting certainly businesses that I love seeing develop in the Truce Corridor, Prospect and beyond, going to South Kansas City. I think that's what uniting really means. It doesn't mean just doing things the same way forever and not trying to change up status quo. What it means is that, yeah, you take bold stances and positions, but so you can see Kansas City become better over the next generation. I still have a lot of work to do. And so that's why I'm of the thought that it's better for me to be down at City Hall, 12th and Oak Street, rather than perhaps going somewhere else right now. Who knows what the future has in store? But for now, my best work is done right here in Kansas City.
You know, I said to one of my girlfriends, the reason why you were not going to run for U.S. Senate is because the new baby and your wife. I said he needs some time to make sure that this is all together so he doesn't need to be off in Washington, D.C. right now. And I got that from the Barack Obama book I've been reading when he decided to run.
You know,
for
that's a good call. It was kind of interesting because, as you know, I was on quarantine all of last week. And I'll be honest with you, and judge me for better or worse on this, but probably more time I've been able to spend with my family over this. It wasn't just 7 days, almost 10 days or 11 because of the holiday before that, than I have throughout the entire baby's life for sure. And probably, you know, since before I was elected mayor. And so, you know, it is nice. It is nice to have a chance to actually see your family, love your baby, have them get used to seeing me all the time. And that's a beautiful part of it and an opportunity that I was able to have the last few days.
Mayor Lucas, you recently wrote in the Kansas City Star, "We are revising our policy for enforcement and removal of encampments on city property based on the guidelines of the Unhoused Task Force. In 2022, we will also administer an additional $25 million in emergency rental assistance and implement the new Tenants' Right to Counsel program to prevent unnecessary evictions and displacement." Do you see this being a fixture, and not only in Kansas City, but in other major cities as well?
You know, I do. I think that there's a reality to everything that we need to do. And part of it is mixed with, yes, we need to take care of people. We need to make sure that we have places for them to go, a path for them to get off the streets or out of parks. But more than that, we need to make sure that people are going to be safe each and every day. I'm a big fan of having our housing first model, which is to make sure somebody can get good shelter, but then can get services, can get everything they need. What we can't just do is say, all right, well, there's an encampment, we're going to look the other way and see what the heck happens. You know, we've had tents burn up, we've had people killed, we've had other issues happening. And so I think a really humane city doesn't just look the other way, but actually make sure that we're looking out for all the people who find themselves in homelessness right now. And as somebody who in my life, I've been blessed to go to a number of communities where I think they didn't care as much. Cape Town, South Africa, Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And you just see these huge encampments. And I'd be like, well, what's the government doing to help people? And they say, yeah, you know, that's just the way it is. That's not the way Kansas City is going to be. And so I'm proud that we are taking bold, expensive, but important initiatives to make sure that every one of our fellow sisters and brothers is taken care of.
Chiefs playing the Steelers in Sunday Night Football. Playoffs are here. Now, we've done very well with receiving what we needed from Houston, from San Francisco, from other cities across the NFL. Okay, Pittsburgh, what are we going to wager?
You know, I love every city the same. I got to be kind to all of our potential opponents, people going to be sending us stuff. So I don't know what they have. I know they got steel. They got some very nice people. You can't eat the steel, though. You know what? I've met their mayor, though. Nice brother. Brand new mayor over there in Pittsburgh. So I know it'll be something good for all of us. But as always, Kansas City, you know, the real controversy is not whether we send barbecue, because we always do barbecue, but that we send, you know, which barbecue restaurant at each time. I still remember 2 years ago, Gates was mad at me because they like, brother, you didn't use us for the divisional playoff, the AFC championship game. I said, wait for it. I know we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. So week to week, it really is a question of which, you know, barbecue place that you're wagering on. But, you know, we'll make sure that's all covered for this week, the week after, then I hope we sit in another Super Bowl soon enough.
I already know Brian's going to suggest LC's because that's his number one barbecue spot in Kansas City.
You know it, but other than barbecue, Mayor Lucas, I wanted to send them a couple of AARP cards, some walking papers, and a big cane for Big Ben because we're going to send him to retirement, baby. He's gone, all right?
Man, Ben looking old, but you know, he still stands up in the pocket, can make his passes. I was surprised. I was kind of hoping for my Baltimore and friends to be able to make it through. But, you know, I'm like, well, Steelers had it yesterday. Talk about a day of football, by the way. Chargers, Raiders, even that Texans game, they tried to tease us for a little while, making it look like they'd get us for one seed. Great weekend of football. You know, I wish we didn't have to play as many games to get to the bowl, but we're going to be all right. Nice game on Sunday night. I know, Brian B. Shiner, you're going to be out there, right?
I will make my Arrowhead debut in 2 years. So, yes, I will be planning to attend the wild card game this Sunday. I can't wait.
Well, we know because you got that money. So,
oh, come on, man. You in the mayor's circle. You the double bag boys, man, Lucas.
He like, I'm saving up for the wedding and everything. You know, got it like that.
Hey, Mayor Lucas, do you officiate weddings?
You know, I do officiate weddings. You know, y'all can hit me at 311. Just call now. You know what? And I do it for free, too. So don't ever worry. But yes,
see,
yes,
Brian's getting married June 26th. We got to see what your schedule is doing.
Maybe just asked him off air, Shay. For
you
real?
Did?
Literally just 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
No. It's a good thing.
Too, Shay?
The location.
Location. We're going to have the party of the year in Kansas City.
I don't even know where it's at.
Good. Don't
they
give
just
it
sent
out.
To save the date. They didn't say where to win.
Oh. We'll get your details later. Thank you, Mayor Lucas. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So you tried Taco Bell's Wangs last week. I've been seeing mixed reviews on Al Gore's internet. Some people were questioning the goodness, the crunchiness, the flavor. Even questions on how Taco Bell got new Wangs and a Wang shortage.
But this is the same company that's owned by Taco. They have the same parent company as KFC. So the chicken is very accessible to them.
Maybe I'll get a couple of Taco Bell Wangs for the Boo Boo Bird game on Sunday. If we already didn't feel chunky for wanting to try these Taco Bell wings, they solidified just how chunky we really are as a society, Brian. They are releasing what they're calling a taco subscription.
What?
Where you can get a taco lover's pass. Go on the app, get them $10, and you can try one of 7 signature tacos a day for 30 days.
Not a bad idea.
This is Netflix for tacos.
You know, and somebody made a point about this on social media. This could be a good thing for somebody who don't know where their next meal coming from. Seriously, food subscription services. I think it's a great idea. I really do. I'm not saying like you should eat Taco Bell every day, but you know.
So it don't make you feel chunky at all to be like, ooh, Are we getting Netflix for tacos out here?
No, I think it's just a sign of the times. I mean, if you already didn't feel bigger when we got Grubhub and all these other food delivery services. Then
no,
like,
that
you
makes
know,
100% sense to me.
This don't make sense to you?
No, I'm going to go to Taco Bell every day for 30 days to get a taco?
Some people love Taco Bell that much. What's your favorite food establishment? Not fast food, but what's your favorite
There's
food establishment?
No fast food places that right, I would want so
like,
to go to every day.
If Peachtree gave you a chicken subscription.
No,
if you
I
could
would
try
not.
Fried chicken, you
I
could try the baked chicken.
I love them, but I would not be walking around with my Peachtree card.
I would.
Looking like.
Proudly.
Looking like Jabba the Hutt or somebody out here in the streets. No.
This is a sick Negro.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, highs in the lower 40s today. Right now, you are clear and sunny at the 23 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Odell Beckham Jr. and his lady friend Lolo Woods celebrated the birth of their baby. Well, soon-to-be baby with a baby shower over the weekend. You think that's why Stafford didn't throw to him so much this?
He didn't throw to him because the 49ers are just smothering them. But congratulations to Odell, man.
For real, though. So, BMF star Lil Meech. I don't think you watch BMF.
Mm-mm.
But the rest of us have, and we enjoy it. And the person who plays Little Meech is really Big Meech's son in real life. So he had an appearance over the weekend, and a woman went to social media and told everybody that he smelled like onions.
Well, that's a bummer.
You told Sometimes me- it be hot in the club, though.
It do. You just
don't you tell that story.
Well, you told me about a story about my favorite rapper. It just went off.
Yeah.
You said it on this show.
I did.
Yeah, plenty of times.
I don't think so.
Well, sometimes it gets hot. You got to be right in the right situations. And Shay, I want to say this. Why is women's deodorant stronger than men's?
Oh, I don't know.
It
How do you
is,
know that?
Because I use women's deodorant. I'm scared of that.
Huh? Well, there's no such thing. It's just deodorant. Certain brands,
Excuse
I
me?
Guess. It's just deodorant. There's no such thing as women's. They market
yeah,
it that right. way
yeah,
so right. we can pay more for stuff. It's the same ingredients. It's the same everything.
Interesting you say that.
Certain
huh?
brands are just.
So if you caught your man wearing Secret or smelling like Secret.
I wouldn't
Secret,
have a problem with it.
All right.
It's just deodorant.
Well, I wear Dove for the record.
Well, Degree, I can't use. It burns my skin.
Oh, okay.
You know.
That's not a good sign.
But, I mean, it is what it is. So, anyway, they were saying that he stinking. So, 50 Cent, in his childish way, went on there and reposted it and laughed about Lil Meech smelling like a bag of onions.
Yeah, that's what 50 do. That's the friend you do want, but you don't want.
Cardi B and Cuban Doll went back and forth on Twitter over the weekend, subbing each other and then going straight at it.
Ew.
Cuban Doll accused Offset. Why she drug him into this, I have no idea.
Messy.
Said that he tried to mess with her back in the day.
Now that's my kind of style.
Cardi showed some old messages from Cuban Doll to her and blah, blah, blah.
I like your style.
Yeah.
Speaking of another doll, Asian Doll got King Von's name tattooed on her face. He passed on, right?
Yeah, he passed away last year. That's how bad people be missing people, man. You want to memorialize them and honor them in the same way, but not sure if that's the greatest way to do it, though.
Wow. I don't have any tattoos, so I'm one
when
of
you gonna
the
get
very
one?
Few. Never.
You ain't gonna get Be Shining?
Nope.
Ah!
Wait a minute. Wait.
On your
For what?
On your upper back.
Excuse me.
What? It's like, you know, I'll get a Shay tattoo.
I wouldn't want you to.
Why not?
I wouldn't want you to.
We close.
We all right.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Sean.
All right, let's see what you got.
Now it's the jam.
You
stop into your baby. Mm. I miss you.
You sing it to The Weeknd or something?
Hey, The Weeknd came in and went so freaking fast, and then y'all team beat my team. I'm mad.
You a Denver fan?
I am a Denver fan.
Oh, Lord, Shay.
And I want to say y'all make me sick. You get on my damn nerves. I can't stand y'all.
I need that money this morning because I'm bad now.
No champagne, no rice, no money. No. Hold on to this L for the loss against the Kansas City Chiefs, but you just got qualified for $1,000 in cold cash. How about that?
I'll take it.
Tell the town what morning show you waking up with every a.m.
The morning show with Shane and Shane.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stag high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Pay me too. Hey, Nico!
How about those cheese?
On Hot 103 Jams.